Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to join me in Isaiah chapter 43. And we're going to begin a reading in verse 16. You can find it on the overhead if you don't have your Bible. Isaiah chapter 43, beginning with verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you help us to take this passage of Scripture and apply it to our hearts this morning. Father, open our minds that we may understand it. And Father, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of today's service is A Breakthrough in 2022. A Breakthrough in 2022. A breakthrough is an act of bursting through something. For instance, if there's an obstruction or if there is a barrier that is up, when you're able to get through it, that's a breakthrough. In football, when a running back is able to get through a defensive line, we call that a breakthrough. When there is water behind the dam and suddenly there's a hole in the dam and the water starts squirting through, we call that a breakthrough. Not a good one, but a breakthrough. It's like when somebody is studying something and doing their best to figure it out, and finally they get the idea that they've been looking for. We call that a breakthrough. When someone has been sick for a long time and they suddenly start getting better, we say he's had a breakthrough. When somebody has been dealing with some type of sin and struggling with it, and we've been praying and watching them, and they're having trouble with drugs, or they're having trouble with some other thing, and we're praying for them, and suddenly they get victory over it, we say he's had a breakthrough. He's had a breakthrough. When there's a relationship that's been strained and people aren't getting along, and perhaps we're praying for a husband and wife to be able to work things out, and then we see them holding hands and talking, and we're saying they've had a breakthrough. They've had a breakthrough. When someone is struggling for answers from God and they're praying and they're saying, God, please show me what I need to know. And then one day they get it. And we say, he's had a breakthrough. And when you have a church that is struggling to grow, and then one day they begin to grow, we say, that church has had a breakthrough. When we have children that are struggling to make friends and suddenly they come home with a friend, we say, they've had a breakthrough. When we have a child that is making friends with the wrong people, and then we find that they have stopped seeing those people, we say, he's had a breakthrough. He's had a breakthrough. In Isaiah chapter 43, 16, we see the story of a breakthrough. fact, we see two breakthroughs. I'll explain. In Isaiah 43, 16 and 17, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters." What breakthrough is he talking about there? He's talking about the Exodus, isn't he? He's talking about how Israel, the children of Israel, were in bondage in Egypt. He's talking about how God led them out and led them through the Red Sea and gave them a breakthrough and delivered them from the bondage and the slavery that they were under. Isaiah is reminding Israel of their historic slavery to Egypt. They needed deliverance. God gave them a breakthrough. It's recorded in the book of Exodus, in case you haven't read your Bible. Tremendous story that everybody ought to read. You can see bits and pieces if you watch the Ten Commandments starring Charlton Heston. It's the story of how Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt. It's the story of the ten plagues. It's the story of the death of the firstborn. And ultimately, it's the story of the crossing of the Red Sea and how God brought the children of Israel across on dry ground. And then when the chariots of Pharaoh began to try and pursue them, the water swallowed them up. And God gave Israel a breakthrough. And so, God is telling Israel, telling the Jews, through the prophet Isaiah, "I know you need a breakthrough from the nation of Babylon. I know that you are in slavery and in bondage to the Babylonians, to a foreign nation. I know that. And just like I gave you a breakthrough in the past, I'm going to give you a breakthrough in the present." And folks, I want to tell you today, God has a breakthrough for you. God has a breakthrough for you. A breakthrough in 2022. Now, it was very similar to the bondage they'd suffered in the hands of Egypt. It was a foreign nation, just like Egypt. But they needed a breakthrough right now. Not just something they could think about in the past. In fact, notice what God says in verse 18. He says, "Remember ye not." Forget about that. Now, he's been telling them forever, "I want you to remember this. I want you to remember this. I want you to celebrate it every year, how I brought you out. I want you to celebrate the Passover, how I passed over you and didn't destroy the firstborn of your children, even though I destroyed the firstborn of every Egyptian. I want you to remember this. I want you to celebrate it every year. I want you to have a celebration of it." But now God said, forget it. He's not saying to totally forget it and mark it out of your memory, but he said, that's not the point of this. We're not going to live in the past. We're going to live in the present. God said, forget about the past. Let's deal with what you need right now. Isaiah 43:18, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old." It's time to quit living in the past and get a breakthrough in the here and the now. And that's why I've titled this message, "A Breakthrough in 2022. You know, this church has had some breakthroughs in the past. In 1935, there was a breakthrough and this church was started. That's a long time ago, isn't it? Yeah. 65 plus 22 is 87 years ago. God gave this church a breakthrough. And it got started. There's been some other breakthroughs. God's brought some mighty revivals to this church in the past. But folks, we don't need a revival from the past. We need a revival for the here and the now. We need a revival for 2022. God is saying to us today, let's not live in the past, let's live in the right now. He's saying, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He's not saying totally wipe them out of your memory, but he is saying, we've got a life to live right now. We've got things to do here. We've got things to do now. And God has a breakthrough for you. Now, some people live in the past in a lot of different ways. Some people live in the past because they dwell on their past successes. And if you've heard me preach, you probably think that's all I do is live on my past successes. Well, I hope that's not true. But you know, other people live on their past failures, and that's all they can think about is how they failed. That's all they can think about is how things have gone wrong. And they dwell on it all day long, every day of the week. I can't do this, I can't do that, because last time I tried, I failed. I just can't do it. I just can't. I was a failure. And because I was a failure, I am a failure. And I'll always be a failure. God's saying, even though you've done things that were wrong, I'm not going to concentrate on your failures. You think God might say that? Do you think God might tell you that he's not going to concentrate on your failures? Do you believe that? Yeah. Think he might? Yeah. You think he might forget about those things? Huh? Let's look at Psalm 103, verse 12. Psalm 103, verse 12. I'll have it on the screen. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. God forgot about their transgressions. God forgot about their sins. He removed them as far as the east is from the west, and that's what God does for your past as well. Don't live in your past failures. God wants to do a new thing for you. When we seek God's forgiveness, he gives it. And our sins are dealt with. And we're cleansed from it. Our mistakes are gone. Our failures are gone. Our sins are gone. It's time for us to quit dwelling on them and start looking to the future. Into the present. Israel was in bondage to Babylon. They'd been in bondage to Egypt and they got set free. And now they're in bondage to Babylon. And God set them free from Egypt. And all they could do was talk about it. You met people like that? All they want to do is talk about what God set them free from way in the distant past, and yet they have current problems they don't want to deal with. They have current issues they don't want to fight. It's all past victory, but no present victory. And God says, it's time to deal with the here and the now. We need a breakthrough in 2022. Can I have an amen? Let's do a new thing. That's always the way God is. Did you know that's why we have a new year? That's why we have a new year. So we can have a fresh start. So we can start all over with some things. That's why you have a new day every 24 hours. So you get a fresh new chance. God is not just the God of second chances. God is the God of every day. His mercies are new every morning. Amen. You know what His mercy is? That's what forgives you. His mercy is what puts those things in the past. And His mercies are new every morning. God's not dwelling on your past. He's dwelling on this morning. This morning. It's time to let the past be the past, and let's take on the day. It's time to let the past years be the past years. 2020 was an awful year. 2021 was not quite as bad, but it was terrible. This is 2022. And it's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year. That's always the way God is. God is not a has-been. You know, when I went to Bible college, they told me that God used to do miracles in the past. That's what they told me. There's some churches that teach and preach that in our community. They believe something called secessionism. They believe that God has stopped doing miracles. They believe that God has stopped using the gifts of the Spirit, stopped manifesting His Holy Spirit. They believe the gifts of the Spirit are past. They ended with the last of the apostles. Specifically, they don't believe that God causes people to speak in tongues anymore, or helps people to speak in tongues anymore. They don't believe that. They don't believe that God allows people to prophesy in the church anymore. They don't believe that. They don't believe that God still heals the sick. They don't touch that. They don't believe that God still does things. When I went to Bible college, that's what they taught me. And I said, my God is not the God of the past. It doesn't say, my God was the same yesterday. It says, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means what He did yesterday, He still does today, and He'll do forever. And if He healed yesterday, He healed today, and He will always heal. Because He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. That's my God. That's the God I serve. That's the God I know. Now, He doesn't do it at my will. He does it according to His will. But He does it. He does it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's my God. And that's your God too, if you serve the God of this book, the Bible. So God told them to forget about the past. He was going to do a new thing. And I don't think God wants us dwelling on our past either. Whether we've had past successes or past failures, I think God wants us to go on with life. To go on with our relationship with Him. Our enemy is the accuser of the brethren. Do you know what it is to accuse the brethren? When you accuse somebody, you're saying they did something in the past. Our enemy lives in the past. The devil is the accuser of the brethren, and he is accusing people of doing something in the past. The devil lives in the past. God's the God of the future. He's not just about yesterday. He's about yesterday, today, and forever. That's our God. Satan will invariably cause you to reflect on your past. He'll invariably get you caught up in history lessons. He'll give you history lessons all day long. There's nothing wrong with history until you start living in it. You know, some of you folks have had history lessons before. You do something wrong and somebody says, and you did it this time and this time and this time and this time. And you don't like those kind of history lessons. Well, that's how the devil does too. You did wrong this time, you did wrong this time, you did wrong this time. And God took those things and he cast them as far as the east is from the west. You know how far the east is from the west? Think about it. What if he said, as far as the north is from the south? You can only go north so far and it's over. After you get to the North Pole, you start going south. There is a set distance for how long you can go north. And there's a set distance for how long you can go south. When you get to the South Pole and you pass it, you start going north. You can only go north for so long. But when you start going east, you can go east and you can go east and you can go east and you can go east forever. And when you go west, you can go west and you can go west and you can go west forever. It doesn't stop. And God said he cast our sins as far as the east is from the west. Not the north from the south. Not a set amount. But infinitely long. That's how far our sins are cast away. Can I have a good amen?
Amen.
God is not holding you responsible for your past today. If you have come to him and sought forgiveness, he forgave you, and it's done. And your sins have been cast as far as the east is from the west. And if God forgave us, it's time we forgave ourselves and stop living in the past. It's time we start moving in to the present and into the future. You know, I've done a lot of marital counseling over the years. I've been pastoring for about 46 years now. And in my marriage counseling, one of the things that I always get hung up on with couples is the history lessons. Well, he does this. Every time he does this. And so they expect it now, you know. They begin to expect that this is what's going to happen. Because this is what he always does, or this is what she always does. And so they're caught up on it. And they start talking about it, and they start pointing fingers. And instead of giving a history lesson, why don't we try to live in the present, folks? God lives in the present. Instead of thinking about how we've been hurt in the past, why can't we just think about what we're going to do now and how we're going to deal with it in the future? Where are we going from here? And you know what happens? When you turn that corner, you get a breakthrough in the marriage. When you turn from the past into the present and into the future, that's when you get a breakthrough. When we start communicating with one another and we start talking and we start telling why we do the things we do instead of just talking about, oh, it's your fault or it's his fault or it's her fault or whatever. When we stop that kind of mess and start talking about what we can actually do to encourage one another and to show we love one another, we've got a breakthrough. We've got a breakthrough. Folks, I'm just trying to tell you this morning that God wants you to have a breakthrough. A breakthrough in your spiritual life, a breakthrough in your emotional life, a breakthrough in your marriage. God wants you to have a breakthrough. He doesn't want you living in the past. He's certainly not living in it. When we can stop holding grudges and start forgiving people and start moving into the present and into the future, we've had a breakthrough. Notice what God says. Back to our passage. Verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He says, I'm going to do a new thing. We're not going to do it the way we've always done it. We're going to do a new thing. You know, I'm not a psychologist, so I don't really know, but I've been told that one of the definitions of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. If you want different results, you need to do different things. If you want a different result from your wife or your husband, you need to treat them different. Whoa. Well, I've got some bad looks for that. You need to treat them different. You need to actually show some love rather than just say some love. You need to let the past be the past and the present be the present and enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. Have a breakthrough. I will do a new thing. Babylon had Israel by the throat. Babylon had the nation of Israel and wouldn't let them go. They had them in bondage. And God says, I'm going to do a new thing. You don't have to live thinking about Egypt and the Exodus. I'm going to do a new thing. Before, I brought you across the water through the Red Sea. This time, I'm going to bring you through the desert. And I'm going to make rivers in the desert. And he did. That's why we have the books of Ezra and Nehemiah. God brought them out. He made a way in the wilderness. Folks, God wants to bless you. But if we do the same old things, the same old way, we get the same old results. Many of you have talked about establishing a daily prayer time or a daily Bible study in your life. God's word will bless you. And prayer will bless you. And if you want a different life and you want different results, start your morning with God. And get that breakthrough in 2022 that God has for you. I wonder what your life would be like today if when you were 16, 17, 18 years old, you started reading your Bible every morning and spending time praying for the day and asking God for His direction and His blessings throughout the day. I'll tell you one thing, you'd know your Bible a lot better. I'll tell you another thing, there'd be a stockpile of prayer that God was working on answering. I believe God is still answering prayer in this church. Prayers that were spoken back in 1935, God's still answering those prayers today. And I think the same is true in our lives. When we pray, God answers. And He continues to answer. And He doesn't give up on us. And He doesn't stop. And He doesn't quit. We're the ones who quit. So don't do the same old things you've always done and expect a different result. Do something new. Do something different. God will help you change your life. I don't care how much of a rut you're in. I don't care how big your routine has gotten. Change it. And include God in it. And you'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. Because God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. He wants you to have a breakthrough in 2022. Did everybody get communion cups today?